CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet snowblowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. A Kitchener man facing manslaughter charges stemming from the overdose death of a Central Huron teen. On September 13th of 2023, emergency services responded to a home in Central Huron and found a 19-year-old unresponsive. He was pronounced deceased at the scene. Investigation revealed the victim died of an opioid overdose. A joint police investigation resulted in charges against a 23-year-old from Kitchener. The Grey Bruce OPP arrested and charged two Meaford residents following the execution of a search warrant. Police conducted the search at a property on Concession Road 2 north of Meaford on March 27th, just after 5 a.m. Officers seized quantities of cocaine, ketamine, crack cocaine, Canadian currency, drug paraphernalia, and firearms, all valued at over $300,000. Two Meaford residents, a 45-year-old and a 59-year-old, are facing a lengthy list of charges, including possession for the purpose of trafficking and unauthorized possession of a prohibited firearm. South Bruce OPP are looking for information or video surveillance after vandalism at the Ball Diamonds in Teeswater. Police say it happened sometime between Monday evening and Tuesday morning when unknown people attended the area, causing damage to benches, bleachers, fencing, and the public washroom. McPhail Memorial Elementary will keep a cherished outdoor space after the Bluewater District School Board agreed to a new location for portables. A community group was pushing to preserve the so-called Kindy Forest at the Flesherton Elementary School. The area was set to be cleared to make room for portables in the summer. Organizer of the Save the Kindy Forest movement, Jess McQueen, appreciated the board's cooperation.
We really just are very thankful for the board for working with us and coming to our information session and answering all of our questions. Like, we really appreciate that. I do feel like the board kind of gets a lot of backlash for decisions. So I really just want everyone to know that it's really meaningful and you have the information to back up your suggestions and your concerns that, you know, you really can make a change.
The board said in a statement that staff value the input of the school community. No more good grief from Charles Schultz of Stratford. It's turned to good fortune thanks to a $1 million Encore win. He picked up the prize from the January 5th Lotto Max draw. He plans to help other people and buy a hybrid car. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Busy night on the ice. Listowel Cyclones and Ayr Centennials. Game 4 of their Midwestern Conference semifinal. Cyclones lead 3-0. Steve Sabrin and Johnny Kay with the call for OHA Hockey on CKNX. Puck drop at 7:30. In the PJHL, Pollock Division Final Game 1 in Hanover. Barons against the Mount Forest Patriots at 8. Alliston and Stainer in the Carruthers Division Final. Toronto Maple Leafs at home against the Washington Capitals at 7. Leafs said this afternoon that Austin Matthews is considered a game-time decision due to an illness. And in the OHL, Owen Sound Attack in Saginaw for Game 1 of their quarterfinal at 7, same start time for Guelph in Sault Ste. Marie. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Clear this evening, but becoming partly cloudy with possible flurries before morning. Low at minus 6, cloudy tomorrow with the chance of flurries, high near 4. On Saturday, we could see a few showers, otherwise partly sunny, high of 7 degrees. Cloudy on Sunday, high near 6, and a mix of sun and cloud on the way for Monday, high up to 10.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast, and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.